When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, I spent a lot of time right over there, drawing together the day's biggest news themes, its richest, most satiric characters, its darkest comic imagery, and carefully plotting them out for you in the elaborate Shakespearean comedy that is my monologue. But sometimes I just want you to pull my finger to release my segment. Meanwhile, a national treasure. Meanwhile, the entire internet is thirsty for actor Kumail Nanjiani, who, after being cast as a Marvel character, transformed his body into this towering chunk of beefsteak. Damn! He's putting the mail in Kumail. A lot of us celebs post these photos of ourselves looking all buff, which can be very demoralizing to you normals out there, but Kumail had the decency to add, "I would not have been able to do this if I didn't have a full year with the best trainers and nutritionists paid for by the biggest studio in the world. It would have been impossible without these resources." That is refreshing honesty. And I, too, right now, want all my fans to know that achieving this look would not have been possible without my two biggest resources, Irish skin and the march of time. Meanwhile, the city of Topeka will pay you up to $15,000 just to move there. The program Choose Topeka was created with the intention of investing in employees to live and work in Topeka and Shawnee County so that we may foster an intentional community. That's important, an intentional community. Because right now, Topeka's current residents are all drivers who ran out of gas on their way to anywhere else. God love you, Topeka. Meanwhile, the first celebrity voice to come to Amazon's Alexa is now available. Owners can now add actor Samuel L. Jackson's voice to their devices. Great. Let's try it out. Alexa, what's the weather?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, mother. Say what one more damn time.
Go ahead, Sam. Get it. Yeah.
So pack an umbrella, I guess. Meanwhile, a Lord of the Rings television series is currently in production on Amazon, which means if you're in New Zealand and you've, quote, got a face like a leather handbag, missing teeth, you could be an extra on Lord of the Rings. I was just down there for a week. Why didn't you ask? Face like a leather handbag? Check. Missing teeth? No, but I do have a willing heart and a pair of pliers. Now, the production needs so many extras so fast, casting agents in New Zealand are asking for hairy people of all ages and ethnicities, individuals with many freckles, redheads, and people with a lot of wrinkles, and asking, have you been out in that sunshine? Is your face a little ugh? Okay, don't sugarcoat it. I'm sure it won't be awkward at all on set when you actually meet these human beings. Congratulations, everybody. Your faces look like a cat coughed up a boiled potato. You, stand over there. Your face is just the right amount of ugh. Meanwhile, scientists have discovered the deepest point on land. Mm. The deepest point? That bumper sticker with all the world's religions spelling out coexist. Mm-hmm. It's pretty deep.
Oh, yeah. That's very deep.
Meanwhile, once in a while, a story comes along that is far too phallic for us to cover, but also far too phallic for us not to cover. Which brings us once again to our Meanwhile subsegment, Peenwhile. Peenwhile. The Cats movie hits theaters this weekend, and reportedly one of its stars, Jason Derulo, isn't happy. Specifically, Derulo is bummed that the film had to digitally remove his massive penis. Because, come on, that's what everyone wants from a movie about cats, a massive human penis. And it must definitely, for sure, be very big, because when asked by an interviewer, you think that they airbrush your penis out of the Cats movie? Derulo replied, 125%. Now, does that sound like someone who exaggerates the size of things? Meanwhile, the town of Skagway, Alaska, is selling its newspaper for the unbeatable price of $0. Unbeatable? Clearly, you've never heard of Topeka, Kansas.
Coming up, Kate Blanchett.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Hi. Listen. Folks, my first guest tonight is a two-time Academy Award-winning actress you know from The Lord of the Rings, Blue Jasmine, and Ocean's 8. She stars in the new film, Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Please welcome back to The Late Show, Kate Blanchett. They sure have.
No, it's
these people have good taste.
No, it's a gladiatorial sport.
Coming out here?
No, because I have a lot riding on tonight.
What so?
My husband is here. My three sons are here. My mother is here.
Yes.
My dear friend Maria Semple is here. Her daughter and her friend. I've got basically the audience is I know them all.
You're set up for success. Yes. Well, I'll start off by, I just want to get something out of the way that I've always meant to say to you when on the show, is that you have to just endure this for just one second. There are some fantastic performances in The Lord of the Rings, but perhaps only two...
How did I know you were going to bring this up?
Only two perfect performances. Ian McKellen as Gandalf and you as Galadriel. An
really?
Absolutely perfect expression
of
that character.
Oh, that means so much.
And what's interesting is that you, Galadriel, I was saying to John earlier, Galadriel is kind of woman on the edge. She's an elf. She's a she-elf on the edge.
On the edge of what?
Oh, taking the ring, perhaps, and actually
You would have played it so beautifully. You can see his eyes right now.
I can still play.
He
No. I passed the test. I will remain Stephen and pass it to the West.
But the first time I met you was dressed as a hobbit at Comic-Con.
Yes, exactly.
And then I came on the show, and it took me a good, I think, probably 10 minutes in the interview to go, oh, my God, that is the same human.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's nice to be remembered by a person you admire.
Yes.
Now, okay, so I just found out that you are a U.S. citizen.
I am.
I did not know this.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Your father was born in Texas?
My father was born in Texas, and my mother's Australian, and I'm married to a British citizen. So I sit in some weird fork in the road.
Right.
Yeah.
In the new movie, Where'd You Go, Bernadette?
Yes.
Your character
Bernadette.
Is Bernadette, and we're all wondering
where you go.
Where'd you go? She disappears. I'm not giving anything away to say you go to Australia. I mean, to Antarctica, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. I'm a huge Maria Semple fan, and so I loved the book. And then Richard Linklater was making the movie, and I thought, well, that's an interesting smash-up. But the character disappears.
Mm-hmm. And she's sort of a stressed-out mother.
Yes. Is there any other kind?
I suppose so.
I suppose is the question.
I suppose so. You've got four children of your own.
I do.
Is the movie like a subtle warning to your children to, like...
Yes,
keep
don't.
It in
yes.
Order.
If mummy goes to the bathroom, don't knock too loud.
Yeah.
I mean, where do you? You've got kids. Well, they're a bit older now. You look incredibly young. I mean, when I say older.
You too. You look fantastic.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But where do you go?
Where do I go?
Bernadette.
The bathroom.
You do. So do I.
Oh yeah, go in there, lock the door. Everyone in my family's learned, daddy's does not talk through the bathroom door.
No,
that's
totally.
That's my time, me and you too.
Yeah. And it's not that you're necessarily doing anything in there, but it's the only space to think.
It's me time, exactly.
I love the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm just huffing Lysol. It's absolutely... Have you been to Antarctica?
Well, look, I've got a long romantic connection with them because my father was in the US Navy and his was doing an Antarctic mission.
Yeah.
Where he decided he was going to be a Unitarian minister, but then his ship broke down.
When he was in Antarctica.
The ice will do that to you.
Yes.
And his ship broke down in Melbourne, and my mother was a teacher, and there weren't enough men at the dance. Sorry, Mum, I'm telling the story again. And yes, it's high pressured evening for me this evening. And then she went down to the port with the other teachers to get some sailors to come to the dance, and they danced all night, and that's why I'm an American citizen. I know. So I've always wanted to go to Antarctica. I've always wanted to work with Richard Linklater.
Sure.
The main reason was to get to the ice. And then they said they were going to do it green screen, and I was like, no! So we went to Greenland.
Oh, I hear that's cold.
And it's... Yes, it is a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
We were on the ice sheets up there?
No, we were... I was kayaking out with these enormous icebergs. It was astonishing.
Wow.
It was really... And then we got caught in a hurricane.
In Greenland?
Yes, and we couldn't get back into the fjord. It's a problem. And we just couldn't get back into the fjord.
You know how it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, for 36 hours. So the storm is actually, I suppose if you're going to be in a hurricane and say goodbye to your family in your brain for 36 hours, you may as well film it so it's in the movie. Our near-death experience is there for your pleasure.
We have a clip here. I don't think it's the hurricane. It's you and Billy Crudup. Is anything we need to know about this clip? You're drinking a soda.
It ain't a soda. I don't know.
It's not a soda?
No. Oh, no. So Bernadette is in a marriage, and they're kind of living parallel lives, and she's a MacArthur genius, she's an architect, and she's given it all up because she's had a monumental failure that she's not dealing with, and she's got a precious daughter who's about to go off to boarding school. And so she's a little unhinged, and I think this clip is about her husband being slightly worried about her, trying to talk to her about it.
Jim?
Do you want to see a psychiatrist?
God, no.
No.
I'm just anxious about the trip.
Really? What specifically are you anxious about?
The Drake Passage, people, little towels folded into animal shapes that might be left on our beds. You know how it is.
Actually, I don't think I do.
LG, there's going to be a lot of people. You know, I'm not good when exposed to people.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe we need to revisit this idea of finding someone for you to talk to.
Talking to you, aren't I?
Yeah. Escaped through the window. And I don't know where she's gone.
So your character escapes. We don't know where she's gone. We find out later that she's gone to Antarctica. Can you go out into the world and escape? Can you go out there and not be, you know, Kate Blanchett?
I was walking the High Line the other day with my sons, and someone said, "Oh my God, you look like a really young Kate Blanchett." Thank you.
But the worst. One of you is being complimented.
Yeah, I know. But the worst, with my sons in Australia were in an all boys school, and when they first started, because my husband's name is Upton, and my first name is Kate, I was down as Kate Upton. And Kate Upton is a very attractive young actress,
sure.
Swimsuit model.
Sure, sure, she's an American.
And so, yeah. Thank you. That's the Auslan symbol for American. And their friends at school said, "Oh, my God, is your mum Kate Upton?" The boys innocently said, "Yeah." And so there were like 20 kids waiting at the first day school pickup. And then I arrived, and you could feel the disgust and disappointment.
Jasmine.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, the what? Oh, anyway, I can disappear in my day job, but I can't be Kate Upton. Clearly.
You don't need to be. You don't need to be.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Could you tell I was nervous?
No, I was nervous.
No, I am nervous.
Oh, really?
No, because
I thought you were absorbing my nervousness.
Probably, but I was saying earlier that there are very, very few people I get starstruck around, and you're one of the few, and I'm sorry and happy to say that.
Oh, right.
Where'd You Go, Bernadette is in theaters this Friday. Kate Blanchett, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.